Beginning with the Wexford district, and George Lawler from the Labour Party leads the polls and the tallies with a first preference of 2,233 and a percentage of 19.85, followed by Gary Laffin from Fianna Fáil, Robbie Staples from Fine Gael, Leonard Kelly Independent and Tom Ford Sinn Féin. The fight for the last two places should see at least one of the other Labour Party candidates, either Vicky Clancy Barron or Catherine Biddy Walsh, being elected, carried by the support of the surplus from George Lawler. In the mix also, the Independent Alliance candidates Dave Ryan, Michelle O'Neill and Raymond Shannon. Dave Ryan has a slight advantage here on the tallies. He polled 521 first preferences. Sinn Féin's Davy Hines is still in the mix, but faces a battle. On to Gorey now, and Fianna Fáil's Donal Kenny leads the way, followed by the Independent Alliance Nicky Boland. Anthony Donoghue comes up next. He's going well on 11%, as is Joe Sullivan from Fianna Fáil, also on 11%. Darren MacDonald from Fine Gael has polled well too and is well and truly in the frame. However, the battle for the sixth seat is intense. Sitting Fianna Fáil councillor Andrew Bulger is in danger of losing his seat, and it looks to be a shootout between Fiontán O'Sullivan from Sinn Féin and the Independent Alliance Jimmy Fleming. And finally, in Enniscorthy, it's a case of 2-2-2. Two Fianna Fáil, two Fine Gael and two Independents. Five established councillors, Cathal Byrne topping the poll according to the tallies from Fine Gael, followed by Aidan Brown from Fianna Fáil and Barbara Ann Murphy from Fianna Fáil. Independents Jack Sirones and John O'Rourke have polled well and look set to be re-elected. And Pat Keogh from Fine Gael looks set to take up the seat that was previously held by Kathleen Codnolan.